For I firmly believe that that was the divine intention and is the divine intention that the nations of the earth shall be governed by men who are endowed by the Spirit of God, who have received their endowment in Zionic endeavor, and who wait to give advice and counsel in high places in order that the affairs of the nations may be conducted in peace instead of as they are now in a welter of suspicion and fear. You can see the divine intention. It was manifested in ancient Israel. On that narrow strip of land, 60 miles long and 60 miles wide and 130 long, where in the midst of warring nations, God took a horde of sensual slaves, disciplined them for 40 years in the wilderness. God never took the children of Israel out of Egypt and put them in Canaan. He took them out of Egypt and put them in the wilderness, and there they died. And only two of them, Joshua and Caleb, lived to enter into the promised land. And I must tell you of a personal experience in this connection which brought this experience very close to me. How many people in this group have ever been naturalized as a result of being born in a foreign country? Put up your hand. If you had the same experience I had when I was naturalized, you would rejoice. Many, many, many times I had looked, even as a boy, gone out on a summer evening and looked at the westering sun as it went behind the horizon and thought about Zion, about independence. Because even as a lad, even as a small boy, I found myself with the promise and the longing of Zion in my heart. Why, I don't know, but it just was so. And when I came to this country and had the opportunity to become a citizen, I went before the examining officer. I had memorized the Declaration of Independence, expecting to be quizzed on it. I had almost memorized the Constitution, expecting to have answer a lot of questions on it. But the examiner just looked at me, and he said, well, what do you think of the Constitution of this country? And that's all he ever said, and that's the only question he ever asked. And I said, sir, as one man has said, it's the best form of bad government. I said, and I believe it has been brought forth in the course of history by the guiding hand of Providence. And if it were ever destroyed, sometime, somewhere, it would reappear. And he smiled. And that's the only question he ever asked me, and that's the only answer I gave to him. But when I got before the judge, along with the about 30 other people that were admitted to citizenship, I was utterly flabbergasted. Judge Reeves, who died not too long ago, I think, sat on the bench. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, we're proud to welcome you to citizenship in this country. I only hope that none of you have come here because you despise the country you came from. He says, if you haven't learned to love your native land, you won't learn to love this land. He says, if you haven't learned to be obedient to the laws of the land you came from, you'll probably not be obedient to the laws of this land. But he said, let me tell you a story. And he told the story of Joshua and Caleb. Beautifully. I was amazed. Here we were, being admitted to a citizenship in the year of our Lord, 1938. And here we were cast back into the almost prehistory period, if you please. He said Caleb and Joshua had been two of the 12 spies that were sent by Moses to spy out the promised land. And they of the 12 were the only two who came back with a good report. While the others were fearful and told Moses, no, we cannot possess the land in spite of the fact that it is a goodly land. We cannot possess it because it's infested with giants. The Anakim are there, they said. And they didn't possess it either. But when it came to Joshua and Caleb, what did they say? They said, yes, it is a goodly land, and here are the evidences of it. And they brought back evidences of the goodly land. And they said, it is right what these others have said, it is true that the Anakim are there, and that there are big walled cities. He says, but the Lord our God is able to deliver them into our hands. And so, 40 years later, Caleb came to Joshua, who was judging Israel. And Joshua said to him, Caleb, you are and I are the only two that came out from the land of Egypt. Which part of the promised land do you want? You have the right to the first choice. And Caleb said, give me the land, I pray thee, where my feet trod as a spy with you, the land of Ephraim. But Joshua said, the Anakim dwell there in the high-walled cities. And Caleb said to him, I am 82 years old this day, and this day my strength is as it was 40 years ago, both to come and to go, and to fight with the sword. I want nothing more than the opportunity to fight for my inheritance. And the judge wiped a tear from his face, as he told us, because the Spirit of God was there. And he told us, now you people have come here, you'll find many giants and many walled cities. You will not find it easy. But if you will enter into your covenants this day in renouncing the land of your birth and in accepting fellowship with us in this promised land, and that's what he called it, he says, you will add the determination of Caleb to fight for your inheritance. I shall be most happy and proud to extend to you the hand of fellowship. That's the spirit in which we shall receive endowment necessary to inherit the kingdom of God. Not that the weapons of our warfare shall be carnal, they will not. The weapons of our warfare will be spiritual, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. And believe me, gentlemen, there are plenty of them in and around Independence.